Researchers at SUNY Upstate Medical University are testing to see if nicotine patches can improve memory for those at risk of dementia. The Memory Improvement Through Nicotine Dosing, or MIND study, is a clinical trial headed by Dr. Sharon Brangman. She says it's geared toward those with mild cognitive impairment, or MCI, which can convert to Alzheimer's disease.
Since we don't have a cure for Alzheimer's right now, if we can preserve or improve memory for a period of time, that is a big improvement because it might delay the onset of full-blown dementia.
MCI affects 1 in 7 adults over age 65 and converts to Alzheimer's at a rate of 10 to 15% a year. Brangman says the brain has nicotinic receptors which respond to stimulation by nicotine, but she's quick to add that the drug delivered in pure, mild doses will not cause cancer or get people addicted to tobacco.
Nicotine has gotten a bad rap, and smoking rightfully so, but this has to be separated from smoking or using tobacco products. This is a medicinal dose of nicotine. We will be watching people very closely should they have any side effects or any concerns. We don't want to give something to somebody that actually harms their health or harms their safety.
The study is seeking healthy, non-smoking adults age 55 and older who have noticed changes in memory. If they qualify, Brangman says some will be given a nicotine patch and some a placebo. During the 2-year study, doses will increase and volunteers will undergo memory tests. More information is at mindstudy.org or by calling 315-464-3285. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.